It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams. It's one place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. And we welcome in Rural Intelligence's main man, Mark Williams. And they have a beautiful, brand new website at ruralintelligence.com. So when you go there and you see something different, don't panic. It's just their brand new website. Mark, have a good day here.
Well, thank you very much. It's going to be a busy week. I will tell you that, Marshall. It seems that every local festival organization is getting really into the swing of things. They know that the summer is got. We're now into August, and the pace is picking up before the end of the summer. So, yeah, a lot to talk about.
All right, we'll start off August 6th through August 16th. It's the Close Encounters with Music, the French-Russian connection.
Yes, yes, Close Encounters with Music. A lot of people know it because of its concert series every year. It's directed by Yehuda Hanani, and what's lovely about these concerts is that he actually talks about the music, puts it in context when they play it. But every year, and this is their ninth annual festival, they have this big festival. This year, it's at the Berkshire School, which is a fantastic campus. If you haven't been there, it really is spectacular. And as you say, the theme is the French-Russian connection. It features, as always, an international group of violinists, violists, cellists, and pianists who all go to the Berkshire School. They converge there for a really intensive instrument study and chamber music coaching. They have an incredibly distinguished faculty. So when they bring them all together, they also have a list of concerts and lectures and much more which are open to the public. You have to go to their website to find out, because it's a 10-day festival, what's going on. But it really, if you love chamber music, then this is a real opportunity for you. And the Berkshire School has the fantastic facilities to really take advantage of it. So check it out, Close Encounters with Music, High Peaks Festival. Of course, you can get there via Rural Intelligence, and you'll see that there are so many things running through August the 16th.
From Close Encounters with Music, we'll change things up and go to a book launch in Lenox, Massachusetts.
Yes, this is a special book launch. The Mount on Tuesday, August the 7th, is they have their regular writers-in-residence meetings, where their writers-in-residence talk about their books and what they're working on. On Tuesday, August the 7th, Corin Zailkas, who is the Mount's 2016 Edith Wharton Writer in Residence, is going to actually be talking about her new book, The Drama Teacher. And there's going to be a discussion, a reading, and there's also going to be a bit of a talk about the ups and downs of writing and the publication process with one of her fellow writers in residence at the time, Claire McMillan. So people love this series at the Mount. It's at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, August the 7th, and it's a chance to talk about a new book, which is always fun. So, yeah, try and get up to Lenox on Tuesday, August the 7th.
This next event is just always a great event. It does herald, though, the beginning of the end of summer, but it's Tanglewood on Parade.
Yeah, you know, we all know that the big festivals are on at the moment, Tanglewood and Jacob's Pillow and Williamstown Theatre Festival, and we try and mention some of the really things that stick out because they are fun to go to. I don't mention them every week, because if we did, we'd be talking about them all the time. But Tanglewood on Parade in Lenox on Tuesday, August 7th is a really fun event. It's a full day of musical activities. They make it so it's really accessible for the entire family. It all culminates at 8 o'clock in the evening in the shed, with and they have this. They feature virtually all the festival's orchestra performing in a single concert. So it really is fun in that respect. And then it's followed by fireworks over the Stockbridge Bowl, which is always spectacular. So Tanglewood on Parade, again, you'll have to check out where you want to be at what time. It starts at 2 o'clock, but it goes on, obviously, until 10:30 at the end of the last concert. So that, again, is Tuesday, August the 7th, up in Lenox at Tanglewood.
And coming up on August the 8th, Garden Spirits Mixology class.
Yeah, these have been really successful. In Numkeg, but this lecture is at Numkeg in Stockbridge, and as you say, it's called the Garden Spirits Mixology class. And this is an opportunity to go and enjoy Numkeg, which I went to last weekend, and it's absolutely looking spectacular at the moment. And we've got this little lecture, which is about how to, so we can all learn how to make garden-inspired cocktails using botanicals and spirits from in and around the Berkshires and beyond. The bartender is Billy Paul. He's going to explain a bit of the history, geography, and even the terroir of the herbs and the flowers and the flavors that you can actually put into your cocktails and just make some lovely summer drinks one way or another. But really, it's a good excuse to go up to Numkeg at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, August the 8th, up there in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
On August the 8th, there is a very special event going on in Lenox, Massachusetts at 5:30.
Yep. Well, we all know, well, not everyone knows, but a lot of people know that it's the centenary of Leonard Bernstein's birth. There's a lot of celebration as a result. And the bookshop in Lenox on Wednesday, August the 8th, is joining in the whole event because Jamie Bernstein, who is the oldest daughter of Leonard Bernstein, is going to be talking about her father and her upbringing. In town, and it's the memoir is called Famous Father Girl, a memoir of growing up Bernstein. So it's in the bookstop. It's at 5:30 in the evening, I think that would be absolutely fascinating to get a bit of an insight into what it's like to be the daughter of a really famous and mercurial man as well. One way or another. So that's 5:30 August the 8th in the bookstore in Lenox.
We went from Stockbridge to Lenox, and we'll move back to Stockbridge on the 8th for a staged reading.
Yeah, you won't be able to go to both of these things because in Chesterwood on Wednesday, August the 8th, they're going to be presenting this staged reading called Lincoln Family Album. So it's another family event, as it were, of a famous couple in this case. This is an event. Play, which is it's a book written by the scholar Harold Holzer, and it offers a glimpse into the tumultuous, as we all know, private life of Lincoln and his wife Mary through their personal letters to each other. And they've got two actors, Eric Hill and Barbara Sims, to come to portray Lincoln and his wife in this sort of reenactment. It's a one-hour program only. It's going to be followed by a wine and cheese reception at Chesterwood. Chesterwood is also looking gorgeous at the moment. So, again, a good excuse to go up to Stockbridge on Wednesday, August the 8th at 5 o'clock to see this stage reading Lincoln Family Album.
On the 8th in Great Barrington, the Berkshire Playwrights Lab presents a reading by James Anthony Tyler.
Yes, the Mahewi is putting this together. It's called Hop That A. The story is basically that Tyrone wants to talk, but Nisha wants to read her book. Don't we know that story? But as the days and the train stops on the A train go by, these two sort of nearly strangers, both co-workers at a New York nightclub, are pulled into each other's lives, and they pull this together with a staged reading by James Anthony Tyler. It's all arranged by the Berkshire Playwrights Lab, so it's going to be really spectacular. And that's on August the 8th, 7:30 in the evening at the Mahewi.
And we will move on once again now to A Midsummer Night's Play.
Oh, yes. Well, we've got some great things going on this year, and one of them is this VIM Volunteers in Medicine gala. So in Great Barrington on Thursday, August the 9th at Gedney Farm, they are having this gala, which they're calling A Midsummer's Night's Party, and it's all to raise money for this wonderful organization, which provides free healthcare for people in and around the Berkshires. The event will have live music. It's going to be they're going to have a gambling theme, so I'm afraid you're going to have to go and gamble a bit. There'll be cocktails, hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be a seated dinner. big live auction, and it is a magical setting at Gedney Farm. If you haven't been, that's definitely worthwhile, and it's definitely worthwhile supporting Vim. The lovely thing also, by the way, is the master of ceremonies is going to be Elizabeth Aspenleader, whom a lot of you will know through her work with Shakespeare and Company. So definitely, if you have a chance to go and support this wonderful organization, definitely go. That's August the 9th. That's Thursday, this coming Thursday, at Gedney Farm, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And I don't want to skip this, the Shakespeare and Company presenting As You Like It.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, since we're talking about Elizabeth Aspenleader and her work with Shakespeare and Company, in the Roman Garden Theatre at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, on August the 9th, running through September the 2nd, they're presenting As You Like It. Basically, I guess this is a wonderful Shakespeare romantic comedy. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth going to. It follows Rosalind as she flees persecution in her uncle's court, and she goes to find safety, and eventually she finds love in the Forest of Arden, I guess, where she encounters a whole variety of memorable characters. Definitely worthwhile if you haven't seen the Shakespeare play, going to. So that, but it runs through September the 2nd, so choose a good day to go, and check out all the details on the Shakespeare and Company website.
Well, we can go to Hudson, New York for our next event on August 9th.
Well, we see one end of the spectrum with Shakespeare and Company. Now, Basilica Hudson has got the other end of the spectrum because they are presenting the legendary Montreal experimental post-rock musical collective called Godspeed You, Black Emperor. Now, I will tell you one thing, that it's going to be a noisy wall of sound. If you know Godspeed You, Black Emperor, then you'll know what to expect. They are returning to the Basilica for the third time. They're coming specifically because they've just released a new seventh full-length album called Luciferian Towers. If you like their music, this is going to be a fantastic evening for you. It all starts at 7 o'clock at Basilica Hudson in Hudson on Thursday, August the 9th. And obviously, you're going to have to get your tickets online before you go.
We will move to Great Barrington August 10th through the 12th. It is the Berkshire Crest Fair.
Yeah, back again at the Monument Mountain Regional High School. This is, as they've done in the past, they're presenting the work of 90-plus artists. It's all selected by a jury for quality and their variety of offerings. So you've got to expect a really great quality, but a wide array of products and prices in each category. And so, and it's all sorts of craft, from contemporary and traditional, say, jewelry, to furniture, to ceramics, textiles, glassware, and much more. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Monument Mountain Regional High School there in Great Barrington, and runs through 5 o'clock in the evening. It's a popular event, particularly if you're looking for presents for if you're a guest of someone for the weekend, or you're looking even further, longer down the line to the holiday season coming up, for good presents there.
All right, on August 11th, it's Columbia County Open Gardens Day.
Yeah, this is the Columbia County part of the Garden Conservancy's Open Days program. So this week on Saturday, August the 11th, you can tour Redgate Farm and Livingston House Garden, both of them in Hudson. And there's also going to be a talk, which is part of the Digging Deeper program, which is called, and the talk's called Creative Pragmatism, an innovative approach to reclaiming land and developing a nearly native garden. It's all going to be given in the garden of Peter Bevacqua and Stephen King in just down the road from Hudson in Claverack at 4 o'clock. So if you are still wanting inspiration for your gardening, get on the tour. On Saturday, August the 11th, as I say, it's on the Garden Conservancy's website with all the details. And, of course, you can get there via ruralintelligence.com.
And once again now in Kent, Connecticut, Blood, Sweat, and Tears founder Stephen Katz has got his story and song.
Yes. Good old Kent Memorial Library has got Stephen Katz to come along, play some music. I think he's going to be talking as well. And it's called An Afternoon of Story and Song, as you say. He founded Blood, Sweat and Tears, lives locally. And then, of course, during the intermission, he's going to be selling and signing copies of his memoir, which only came out a couple of years ago. We talked about it when he did. It's called Blood, Sweat and My Rock and Roll Years. The subtitle is Steve Katz, a Rock Star. So he's quite a character one way and another. It's all going to be in the Fife and Drum restaurant on Saturday, August the 11th. And it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think that will be a really fun event. And it's all to celebrate or support the Kent Memorial Library. So it's a good thing as well.
We're going to head to the Hudson Chatham Winery on August 11th. They've been around 11 years, and this is the 11th Annual Sangria and Jazz Festival.
Yes, yes, yes. We talked about this in the past. They can make 5 different sangrias with their own Hudson Chatham Winery wines. They also have music from the jazz colleagues, food from the Taste Box, which is Mexican food, and Yummy Kitchen, which is Asian fusion food, and others. There's going to be a tarot card reading, other amusements. This is a fun event at the Hudson Chatham Winery, and if you don't know it, it's definitely worthwhile checking into. It's based in Ghent, and I pass it on that road in Ghent as you're traveling down towards Hudson or coming back up again from Hudson. And it always is a good excuse to give you an excuse to pop in and see the winery. The whole day, Saturday 11th, it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, runs till about 6 o'clock in the evening. And pop in and try a sangria and maybe some food at the same time.
Let's see, let me think about this. How about food for thought, dinner with Amy Dickinson?
Yeah, we've talked about these before. Hancock Shaker Village does these food for thought events every month. Basically, it's dinner with an author. And this month, on Saturday, August the 11th, you'll get a great farm-to-table meal made by the chef, Brian Alberg, and you get wine. And then the book this week is written by Amy Dickinson, who a lot of people might have come across because she is an advice columnist, but she's also a frequent Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me guest. And her most recent book is her memoir called People Tend to Tell Me Things, which sounds really fun and full of revelations one way and another, and great fun evening. These have been really successful for Hancock Shaker Village. So do check out. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. You'll have to get a ticket beforehand for the Hancock Shaker Village Food for Thought series. So check it out. That's Saturday, August the 11th.
In Hudson, New York on the 11th, Fish and Game, Play with Fire.
Yes, this is a really interesting thing. So Fish and Game, the restaurant, which is normally very expensive to go to, has teamed up with the online booking service, which is called Resy. And they are presenting an evening called Play with Fire. And it's at the Fish and Game Farm, which is quite interesting as well. So what they've done is they brought a group of really renowned chefs together, Victoria Blaming, Nick Cotola, Ignacio Matos, Courtney Burns, Jess Shadbolt, and many others. I won't go into the whole list. And they've brought some cocktail makers as well from somebody called Broken Shake. I don't know them, but they make cocktails. And what they're doing is it's a day of open fire cooking. And also they've got some sculptures around the farm as well. There's going to be live music. It is a full event with cocktails, wines, and some fantastic food. Now, it's not a cheap event, but there are not many opportunities to go to Fish and Game and really see some fantastic food in the natural settings. It's local boar type of food as well. And so I thought I'd mention it because it's really unusual. So it's in Hudson at the Fish and Game Farm. You'll have to check their website, and you have to get tickets beforehand. But that's Saturday, August the 11th. Check that one out. That looks spectacular.
August 11th in Hudson, New York, the Farm Future Fundraiser.
Yeah, well, we just talked about Fish and Game Farm, and this one is just down the street from that, at Letterbox Farm. Now, Farm Future is an organization which is really trying to encourage farming in the region. They are having a benefit evening for the National Young Farmers Coalition. So if you are a supporter or encourager of young farmers, then this is an event you may well want to go to. So they encourage everyone to gather at sunset for an evening of tremendous food. It's going to be great entertainment, and there are going to be some pretty thought-provoking conversations as well, and discussions, really talking about innovative farming techniques and how we can get younger farmers into the whole system here, particularly in this area. So that's at 5 o'clock, Letterbox Farm. Check out all the details at farmfuture.com, and you, of course, get there via ruralintelligence.com if you need a quick link.
Let's go out for an evening in Wonderland.
Yes. So on Saturday, August the 11th, there's a fundraiser for the Hudson Area Library, and it's going to be cocktails, dinner, and a lot of surprises at a very nice private home near Hudson. So it's going to be very, very elegant indeed. It's an opportunity to support the library with a whole group of friends of the library, and I guess Alice in Wonderland is going to be there because it's called Booked for an Evening in Wonderland. It's all about also celebrating the next chapter of the whole event in Hudson. The whole Hudson Area Library. So it is a great way of supporting them. It starts at 6 o'clock on August the 11th in Hudson.
Swing dance with the useless cans. That sounds great.
Yeah, it really caught my attention. I love dancing, and I've always really wanted to know how to swing dance. Well, if you go to Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Massachusetts, on August the 11th, there is an event called Swing Dance with the Useless Cans. So it starts off at 7:30 in the evening because they have swing dance lessons with James Fenton. And so you go there early, and then it's followed by live music from the Useless Cans, who will be presenting a whole series of appropriate music to dance with, including jazz, folk. They do some traditional Russian tunes as well. Apparently you can swing dance to them. They start at 8:30. And what's nice is that you don't need to go with a partner, and they encourage beginners to come along as well. So you can get into the swing of things, learn how to do something that if you haven't done it before. And it sounds like a great, fun, and unusual evening as well. So that's Saturday, August the 11th in Sheffield at Dewey Hall.
And we wrap up with the Mahewe and our friends from Way Down Under Air Supply.
Yes, yeah. Air Supply, as you say, this Australian duo, Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock. I guess they've had so many hits in the States as well. All Out of Love, The Power of Love, even The Nights Are Better, many, many more. So the Mahewe is celebrating them, and that's on Sunday, August the 12th at 7 o'clock in the evening. Again, make your reservations quickly because I think it's going to be very popular.
Well, that's a very busy week in our region. Mark, we'll see you next week. And once again, congratulations on the brand new, spanking, beautiful Rural Intelligence website.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to chatting next week.